the home inspector, and he's got advice to fix up your home. Oh, gee, that's nice. So you don't have to feel like you're on your own. Just listen and learn, and then pick up the phone.
790 AM, 104.7 FM, KFJO.com, the KFJO mobile app. Follow 790 KFJO on Twitter. Like the KFJO Morning Crew on Facebook.
Every Tuesday right around 6:40, we are joined by Lars Knobloch of Nordic Companies, Inc. He is a home inspector. Good morning to you, Lars.
Good morning.
If you guys have any questions, you can text them in to 35270 or pick up the phone. The Laney studio lines are open, 237-5948, 1-800-880-5346. We were chatting off air here about new construction. My goodness, gangbusters here in the Fargo-Moorhead area.
New construction is crazy right now. I heard earlier this week new construction is up 30% this year. And you know, the price is going up. The material cost is going up, so the houses are more expensive, and there's not very many houses on the sale right now. So people are just fighting to get an offer accepted. They're putting offers, you know, above the asking price, $10,000-$20,000, and they're waiving the inspection, and they still might not get the offer. So it's a bit of a chaos. It's a really fast market right now.
That's something I haven't really heard around here in the Fargo-Moorhead area. I've heard that happening, you know, down in the Twin Cities, down in the St. Cloud area, where people are bidding, you know, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 over price. But we're starting to see that here too.
We're starting to see that here too, and there's a, you know, there's on a lot of houses that are being sold, there are multiple offers, which lets the seller sit on their high horse, because now, you know, if there's any negotiation post inspection,
sure,
you know, they may not want to deal with that. I'll just take my backup offer instead.
Lars, if someone's listening and they're looking to buy a house, can they hire you to come through a walkthrough and just say, I'm going to be prepared, I'm making a big leap of faith, but I also want to have an expert whose eyes that they've seen this. Can you do that? Can somebody hire you to go through on an inspection?
Yeah, we do offer that. We offer like an expert consultation or a walkthrough consultation, which is not in replacement of a home inspection, but it's something. And we'll basically walking through a house with the buyer at the showing. And we're spending 10, 20, 30 minutes with a flashlight looking around for any big red flags, trying to educate them as much as we can during that short period of time on kind of what this house is all about. So that's one thing we're offering, just to help people out. We hear so many stories about people waiving their inspection.
That's not a wise thing to do.
It is a big risk. And I know this because I look at so many houses and we see how many issues we find in houses, like things that don't even the owners know about. So it becomes a liability issue for the seller, for the realtors too, when you forego the inspection. So you have to be careful with that, not having like a third party opinion on it all.
Could end up with some major expenses if you don't, you know, have a home inspector like you, Lars, coming in to help with that, and it's something that pops up after the sale and it's,
yeah,
like, ouch.
Yes.
How much of a heads up do you need if somebody's listening? Because that's how hot this market is, but at the same time, you're limited in resources on your end of it as well.
We are, but this type of inspection doesn't take a ton of our time. There's no report with this.
Okay, good.
We're just being there talking and sharing what we see. So it doesn't take us very long to go through it. So it depends on the schedule, depends on when the showing is. But if this is something someone would be interested in, they could always just give us a call and see if we could get that fit in.
Sure. Nordic Companies, Inc., their phone number, 701-566-1446. Lars Knobloch is here. He's a home inspector. If you guys have any questions for him, the Laney studio lines are open, 237-5948, 1-800-880-5346, or you can text in to 35270.
Cracks in the garage. How soon can I start repairing concrete cracks? Do I have to wait until it warms up more?
I would maybe wait a little bit more. Yep. You just want to make sure that it's dry enough so whatever you repair it with can dry out properly and get the moisture out of the concrete. you have a vehicle driving in and out now with snow and rain on it, and the floor might have a lot of moisture content in it in the surface. So, I would wait a little bit until things dries out a little bit.
If you don't repair those cracks and say it's an attached garage, could that cause some, like, foundation issues? Or what kinds of issues, I guess, might it cause?
It depends on what type of cracks, but you typically seal up a crack to prevent moisture from getting down through it. And it's not necessarily going to cause a bigger structural problem, besides the crack could get bigger and moisture can get through, and it will just slowly but surely move a little bit more, but it's generally not a huge concern.
237-5948, 1-800-880-5346. Our Laney's studio lines are open. You can text your question in to 35270.
And I know you touched on this a few weeks back, Lars, and I was out for my walk and I saw a new house that just went up this winter, and it looked like it was getting ready for a lawn to be laid. And you had told us that it's not wise to get that, as much as we all want a green lawn, to do that right away for certain reasons, right?
Well, you want to make sure that your ground or your soil kind of settles in a little bit. Certainly don't put in landscaping rocks and, put your patio in right away, because it's going to settle. In terms of your lawn, you just want to make sure that you allow the soil to settle down a little bit, maybe add some more, because you know it's going to settle, within the first 2 years. And that's something that's frustrating for buyers or for new, buyers of new homes, because they just moved in, they've been working really hard to get their grass and finally starts looking nice. And now they have to start adding dirt up against the foundation.
Yeah.
It's frustrating.
Yeah.
Text message popped in. Do ultrasonic noisemakers help keep mice out of a home or a garage? You get all kinds. I love the questions. I keep them coming in at 35270, 237-5948. Go ahead, Lars.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I see them a lot in houses. So I see them, though, in houses where there is signs of mice.
Okay.
Either dead mice or droppings. So whether that means that it doesn't work or that the mice were there and they now are gone, I don't know.
Let's get on the phone. And we'll let Josh. Josh has got a question live on the air. You're on with Lars. Go ahead, Josh.
Yeah, we're building a deck here soon, and it's not going to be high off the ground. It's about a two-step high and not very big. It's going to maybe hang out in – some of it's going to hang out into the grass, but the other half or three-quarters of it is got a slab underneath it. We're having issues – are talking about the deck footing for the poles, for the floor. Do I have to do you know what I'm talking about, the legs, putting cement slabs underneath them?
Yeah, so I think it's always good to have a footing, and sometimes you see decks are built over like a old patio, and a lot of times that might be just fine. Other times you see the patio will start settling, and then the deck's going to settle. But I tell you what, we look at decks that are built on footings, and they still shift around in our soil.
How deep should one dig that hole for that? Because what do they call that? It's a sleeve, or they put them in the ground, the cement.
Yeah. You want to maybe get down. You have to get down below the frost line if you're going to do any good. So I would say 5 feet, 6 feet. If you can do that, you're going to have a solid deck.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, Josh. Thanks for listening and thanks for calling in. We do appreciate it this morning.
237-5948, 1-800-880-5346. That's where you can find Lars Knobloch on our studio line each and every Tuesday morning at this time.
All right. And Lars, you're on social media. You're out there on the web, too, if our listeners have any further questions for you.
We are. And we want to just say quick, too, we offer a $25 off all inspections for new construction or one-year warranties if they are scheduled this week. And it doesn't matter when that inspection could be 11 months out.
But schedule it this week.
Schedule it this week. If you're buying a new construction, if you just move into a new house, or if you're in the process of building and you know an inspection will come up, get on our website, get it scheduled, and you will save it $25.
There you go. I like that. All right. And you can also give them a call there at Nordic Companies, Inc., 701-566-1446. Lars, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you.
You bet. That's Lars Knobloch of Nordic Companies, Inc., joining us here on the KFGO Morning Crew. He does so every Tuesday, right around 6:40. Thanks for the great questions for him.